USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A New York court has dismissed former President Trump's attempt to contest the gag order imposed on him. Trump's legal team sought to overturn the order, preventing him and his attorneys from discussing Judge Arthur Engoron's court staff publicly. The appeals court ruled that Trump did not follow the appropriate legal procedure to challenge the gag order and sanctions against him. President Biden is urging Israel to exercise greater caution in its attacks on Hamas.
I want them to be focused on how to save civilian lives, not stop going after Hamas, but be more careful.
His remarks today follow recent comments to donors where he expressed concern about Israel's indiscriminate bombing and noted a decline in global support for Israel. The ongoing conflict has drawn widespread criticism due to a rising number of civilian casualties. Retiring from Congress, former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy bid farewell in his final speech on the House floor today.
Thank you for ever giving me this opportunity to serve you. To America, I loved every single day.
The California Republican expressed gratitude to his constituents for the opportunity to serve in the chamber. McCarthy urged lawmakers to prioritize doing the right thing, even if it involves risking their positions. Earlier this year, McCarthy faced removal as speaker due to disagreements with conservative Republicans over concessions made to Democrats on a government spending bill. A significant storm is moving up the East Coast with heavy rain and strong winds causing some flooding and downed trees and wires, and also unseasonably warm temperatures Sunday into Monday. While weather can change at a moment's notice, it looks like the track of the storm will be from the Chesapeake Bay area to southern New England. For those prioritizing affordability in their retirement destination, Ohio may be an attractive option. Youngstown, Ohio has been identified as the most affordable place to retire in the U.S., according to U.S. News and World Report. This is USA News.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-233-9639 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-233-9639. That's 800-233-9639. What do you have to lose? Call 800-233-9639. Again, 800-233-9639.
Tech and healthcare workers lead in job dissatisfaction according to a pay scale report on over 770,000 U.S. workers. Senior product managers top the list with 66% intending to quit despite a $144,000 median salary. Phlebotomists rank second with 62% seeking new opportunities. Other jobs with dissatisfied workers who are preparing to quit include line cooks, patient care technicians, emergency room nurses, and cybersecurity analysts. Intel is gearing up for the release of a new AI computer chip. It's slated to debut next year, positioning itself in competition with rival chips such as NVIDIA's, which powers extensive artificial intelligence models like OpenAI's ChatGPT. Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger unveiled this during a launch event in New York today, anticipating it to be the standout product in 2024. During the holiday season, tipping can be a bit perplexing. According to Street Easy concierge Carlo Romero,
ultimately, tipping is very personal, and it's a gesture of your gratitude, so it should always be something, an amount that you're comfortable with.
With that, he says sanitation workers value an extra tip with a recommended range of $20 to $30 each. U.S. mail carriers are not allowed to accept cash or gift cards, making a non-cash gift the preferred option. If you have a part-time babysitter, offering 2 days' pay is considered suitable. For a housekeeper, a tip equivalent to 1 week's pay. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.